AP News. I'm Shelley Adler. President Biden continued meetings in Peru Saturday at the APEC summit. He had a great conversation with leaders of Japan and South Korea.
This is likely to be my last trilateral meeting with this important group, but I'm proud to have helped be one of the parts of building this partnership.
Staying overseas and the latest from the COP29 UN climate talks.
This is no performance. This is a protest. Hundreds of activists waved flags, snapped their fingers, and hummed chants in a silent protest at the United Nations Climate Summit in Azerbaijan. Protester Jason Del Rosario explained to the Associated Press.
We cannot say our demands out loud. That's why we're resorting to humming. We're resorting to snapping in unison because the UNFC triple rules will not allow us to protest in this area.
Many demonstrators covered their mouths with the word silenced as they held up signs calling for more money to be pledged for climate finance, which involves cash for transitioning to clean energy and adapting to climate change. It comes as negotiators at COP29 try to hammer out a deal for exactly that, but progress has been slow, and observers say the direction of any agreement is still unclear. I'm Nayan Kim.
Southwest Airlines says a bullet struck the body of one of their planes preparing for departure from a Dallas airport, forcing the cancellation of the Friday night flight. No injuries were reported. The U.S. Postal Service has announced it's releasing a Betty White Forever stamp next year. No date for the release has been given. The beloved actor, known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in late December of 2021, less than 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, resigned this week. An investigation found that Welby failed to tell police about serial physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. Dave Crary, news director for AP's Global Religion team, explains.
According to the report, a lawyer named John Smith, over 50 years, had abused more than 100 boys at camps in Britain and in Africa.
Andrew Morse is a survivor of the alleged abuse that led to Welby's resignation.
The abuse itself was physical. It was caning, many, many hits with a cane. But the far more damaging to me was the mental anguish.
Pressure against Welby had been building over the Archbishop's refusal to accept responsibility for his failure to report the abuse in 2013. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.